You're listening to another episode of PwC's Tax Tracks at pwc.com/ca/tax tracks. Tax Tracks discusses various issues and challenges affecting today's busy tax professionals.
Hi, it's Edmund Kwan of PwC Canada, and this is our second podcast of our three-part series on Canadian payroll compliance. Today, we're here to discuss two other key areas of focus for payroll compliance, which are the employer health tax and workers' compensation board premiums. With us today is Danny Ankoi-Vu, a manager in our indirect tax group in Montreal. Danny specializes in employer health tax and workers' compensation issues. Welcome, Danny.
Thanks, Edmund. I'm glad to be here.
Danny, can you give us an overview of what companies should be thinking about when it comes to employer health tax issues?
Sure, Edmund. The most commonly known employer health tax is the Ontario EHT. However, employer health taxes are present across Canada, specifically in Ontario, Quebec, Manitoba, and Newfoundland and Labrador. They are commonly known as health levies in the payroll industry. For Ontario, it is, as mentioned, the employer health tax, EHT. For Quebec, it is known as the Quebec Health Service Fund, QHSF. In Manitoba, it is referred to as the Manitoba Health and Post-Secondary Education Tax, MBHE. And for Newfoundland and Labrador, it is known as the Health and Post-Secondary Education Tax, HAPSET. Companies are required to submit their various forms by the prescribed deadlines to the right tax authorities.
Wow, it seems like there are different health levies out there for different provinces. What are some of the key guidelines for the different health levies?
Excellent question, Edmund. For certain health levies, there are threshold amounts that can exempt companies from having to report. Keep in mind that association rules, meaning the rules between related entities, do apply. For the Ontario EHT, employees are exempt if they have under $450,000 in Ontario remuneration. For Manitoba's MBHE, employers with under $1.25 million of Manitoba payroll would be exempt. For Newfoundland and Labrador's HAPSET, employers who have under $1.2 million of Newfoundland and Labrador payroll are exempt. Unfortunately, there is no exemption for Quebec's QHSF unless the corporation or partnership carry out a large investment project, $200 million or more, in Quebec after November 20, 2012, that may, under certain conditions, be entitled to a 10-year tax holiday.
Besides the health levies, what should companies be looking at with respect to Workers' Compensation Board, WCB, premiums?
For WCB premiums, it is pretty straightforward in that employers registered with WCB and paying premiums are required to submit a report to the Workers' Compensation Board for each province or territory in which they have employees. The provincial WCBs should communicate to employers the rate at which to calculate premiums only. However, what is less focused on by employers is the remuneration to be included in the calculation of the premiums. As Nicole has discussed in her earlier podcast concerning taxable benefits, it's important to include all possible forms of remuneration in the calculation of the WCB premiums. Similarly, employers need to ensure that the right workers' compensation maximum assessable amounts for a year are used. For example, all gross earnings, basic, overtime, taxable benefits, pension, and other income, additional payments, etc., are usually included as gross earnings in all provinces by companies. But some amounts, such as taxable benefits and pension and other income, may not necessarily need to be included in the assessable earnings in all provinces.
Danny, what can employers do to make sure they capture their remuneration properly for health levies and workers' compensation premium purposes?
Companies should ensure the T4s correctly include and report the proper elements of remuneration as they are the base for calculating total wages and remuneration for health levies and worker compensation premium purposes. However, I would generally like to refer companies to the respective health levies list of what is to be included in remunerations. As the health levies are aligned with the federal norms of remuneration, their respective lists serves as a good basic guideline for remuneration that can be carved out by the specific WCBs afterwards. Remuneration generally includes the following: salary and wages, bonuses, commissions, and other similar payments, advances of salary and wages, vacation pay, gratuities paid through an employer, taxable allowances and benefits, director's fees, payments for casual labor, amounts paid by an employer to top up benefits, stock option benefits, employer paid contribution to a registered retirement savings plan, RRSP, employers paid group life insurance premiums, and any amount paid to the employee, including, but not limited to, allowances, gifts, board and lodging, loans, profit-sharing plans, etc.
Danny, this is all great information. If you can leave our audience with a key message about health levies and workers' compensation premiums, what would that be?
Well, I would say that employers should be cognizant of which provinces or territories have health levies and worker compensation premium requirements and their respective exemption thresholds. They should also make sure that the proper elements of remuneration are considered for purposes of calculating the health levies and worker compensation premiums.
Thanks for joining us today, Danny, and providing insights on the Canadian payroll compliance issues surrounding employer health tax and workers' compensation board premiums.
No problem, Edmund. It's my pleasure.
For any questions, Danny's contact details are available on our PwC podcast website at www.pwc.com/ca/tax-tracks. Please stay tuned for our next and final installment of this podcast series.
Thank you for tuning in to Tax Tracks at pwc.com/ca/tax-tracks. The information in this podcast is provided with the understanding that the authors and publishers are not herein engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, or other professional advice or services. The audience should discuss with professional advisors how the information may apply to their specific situation. Copyright 2017, PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP. All rights reserved. PricewaterhouseCoopers refers to PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP, an Ontario Limited Liability Partnership, or, as the context requires, the PricewaterhouseCoopers Global Network or other member firms of the network, each of which is a separate and independent legal entity. For full copyright details, please visit our website at pwc.com/ca.